Hi, I'm Mike Smith for filmbook.com, and this is my audio podcast review of Arrow Season 3, Episode 3, Cordo Maltese, written by Eric Olson and Beth Schwartz and directed by Steven Sergic. I said this at the end of my last review, but I would never have expected to be this intrigued by a storyline focused on Thea. Thea in the past has been a largely ancillary character who mostly existed to get upset at her family and to bring Roy into the picture. Now, after months of training with Malcolm Merlyn, she's more confident, cooler, and way more fun to watch. When does she get to join Team Arrow? Well, that might be jumping the gun a bit, but as she presumably still doesn't know Oliver is also the Arrow, and it seems that although Oliver is coming clean on a lot of things, that's still going to be a secret for now. Cordo Maltese offers a fun change of scenery from the usual goings-on in Starling City, but it still delivers plenty of action as Oliver and Diggle pull off a mission for Argus. Meanwhile, Laurel is still doing things, so that's annoying. I genuinely believe Laurel is one of the worst characters on television. The writing for her is often nonsensical, and Katie Cassidy tends to give a bland, wooden performance. Here, Laurel tries to be like Sarah and goes after an abusive boyfriend of a fellow AA member. It doesn't go well. She ends up in the hospital, obviously. The story isn't quite as bad as some of Laurel's stuff in Season 2. Alcoholic Laurel was just downright painful to watch. But it's not the most riveting stuff, either. Oliver sensibly refuses to train her to fight, but that doesn't stop her. By episode's end, she is training under local boxer Ted Grant. It seems the show is trying to build Laurel up to take the mantle of Black Canary like her character in the comics, but it is a long way to go if it's going to make Laurel into the hero Sarah was. Anyway, that does it for me. Thank you for listening to Green Arrow. I'm Mike Smith. If you're listening to this review via our podcast on iTunes, please subscribe to our podcast, rate it, and take a moment to give us a review. For more of my thoughts on Arrow and other films and TV shows, check out my work at filmbook.com or follow me on Twitter at twitter.com/msmithfilmblog. Hope to see you soon, Starling City residents.